There was one line I read of Ramana Maharshi's in the 40 verses on reality. True deliverance is the death of the ego. None of the diverse kinds of high heavens described by theologists of various religions can ever be termed as true release. True deliverance is the death of the ego. Now, we all know we have to function in daily living as the ego, as the individual, with a personality developed by God. We have to function. So, what is this death of the ego? It's really quite simple. To accept whatever happens in life as the will of God. In other words, not my will. The will of a higher power. The same power which makes me breathe, which pumps my blood. Certainly, I'm not doing that. There is a higher power doing that. To accept everything is the will of that power because it is the foundation of my life. And I may not like it. I may not like the will of God. Obviously, if something pains me, I don't like it. But I still accept it is God's will. And I accept that I don't like it. Then, as Joel Goldsmith says, I've put down my sword. My battle with life is over. Which doesn't mean I don't do anything about the situation. But now, I am so objective. Because now I've accepted this has happened. If it wasn't meant to happen, it would not have happened. Now what? Now I know I am not fighting an individual. And so from a space of objectivity, I deliver what is more than likely to be a response and not a knee-jerk reaction to what has happened. This is the acceptance of the will of God. I accept the person in my life who is pushing my buttons is meant to push my buttons. I accept my buttons are meant to be pushed. That is the play. Now onwards, are my words targeting and individual with my weapons of destruction? Or am I seeing things in an objective light and putting forth my views? So one, the total acceptance that whatever happens is the will of God. And two, nobody is the doer of their actions, which is what Krishna's message is all about. The ego deluded thinks I am the doer. How could you be the doer if God created your conditioning from day one? If God decided which parents you would be born to, which religion you would be born into, what would be the income group of your parents, what would be the social conditioning, which school you would go to, did you decide that? A higher power decided all that. Based on that, you say things. You have a world view, you have a point of view. Your point of view is not really your point of view because it is shaped by factors which were not in your control. It's quite a joke when you realize this, because then you are no longer hardwired into your point of view. You realize, I could be wrong, because after all, what I say is based on my belief systems, which are not the truth. I could be wrong. Humility steps in now. I am more open to being criticized. Why am I more open to being criticized? Because I know I didn't do it. I didn't create me. It is actually a good test to know how deep one is into the understanding of life. Can you bear the criticism or not? Because we feel one individual is criticizing the other individual.